Welcome back to the Making Sense of Money podcast, presented to you by PUNFCU, where we tackle all the financial topics that matter the most to you. I'm your host, Tanis, and today we have Sam Mauger with Sam's Appliance. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about you and Sam's Appliance?
So I'm just a small town, regular Idaho kid, born and raised from Cottonwood, spent all my life in Cottonwood. Moved down here to Lewiston, went to school down here, college, and I actually started the business part-time while I was in college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot like with it like while I was in college just because it was, you know, kind of the beginnings, you know, foundation, sure. You're getting your paperwork set up, all that good stuff. It's really not too complicated, but started it part-time in college. Graduated college, got a regular first job out of college, which was great. It was good. And it was just kind of doing this on the side. I would zip around in the service truck and start fixing people's appliances. And then eventually it just got to the point to where my phone was just going off.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. So, which was a very good blessing for me. And it was, I wasn't sure how it was going to roll. You know, you start small, you know, whenever you're launching anything, you start small. And eventually I had to quit my full-time job and then started doing the business full time.
So. Awesome. Did you like grow up working on appliances or like where did that come from?
Yeah. So my father forced me into this trade involuntarily against my will. And it was okay. You know, I just had to help him though, right? I didn't have an option. Sure. And so looking back on it though, I'm glad he did do that because it taught me one, what hard work was and it gave me a skill that you can take with you, and which is what I did. You know, when I moved down here, you know, after college, I thought to myself, like, hey, like, why am I not doing this?
Right.
And so I started to do it, and then I was like, wow, maybe my old man like knows something.
Oh,
so,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then it just blew up to something. Yeah,
it just slowly got bigger and bigger. Yeah, I started with an ad in the newspaper.
Wow.
So like my first like 20 clients were just like old people, and it was fantastic. It was good. And then eventually, you know, Google started to recognize me as a business. And then from there, you know, you start getting regular foot traffic and then you do a good job and then people start word of mouth. That's probably the best way to go. So
awesome. And then you're on podcasts here.
Now I'm on a podcast with PUNFCU. So yeah,
that's awesome.
It's things you can't really foresee. So
for sure. So you mentioned that obviously that was something like a skill that you've learned. Like, I feel like with young kids, it's so important to implement those types of things into their daily, because nowadays skills like that you have are kind of what kids are going for as far as like trades, and it's less schooling and it's more of like the skill set work.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I agree 100%. I have my three older brothers. One's an electrician, the other one's an HVAC journeyman, and the other one does construction. And so, I mean, I would almost argue more money in blue collar work than white collar work. I mean, unless you're getting, you know, way up the food chain and you get paid to do it, you know, you get your hours learned while you're doing it. And so that was kind of similar to my upbringing, you know, with my dad forcing me.
Right.
I mean, he paid me, which was nice. It wasn't the best wage in the world, but you know, he made me do things and you take skills and it ends up really, you know, benefiting you in the future. So.
Absolutely. Which appliances in a home tend to be the biggest investment, you'd say?
All of them.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah. Refrigerators are definitely like your big ticket item. You can spend a lot on a refrigerator. I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, I've been in as the basic of the basic. You know, if you've got money, you can spend $20,000 on a fridge. You know, big old commercial. But I would say refrigerators probably, on average, probably your biggest one.
Okay. And when you're, you know, out in a home and you're fixing an appliance, what kind of advice do you give to your customers on how to extend the life of their appliance?
Just don't beat them up. Yeah. I mean, like, it's common sense. You wouldn't think you'd have to explain this stuff to people, but common sense isn't very common anymore. And so you have to tell people, hey, like, don't fill your washing machine like to the brim, you know?
Oof, guilty.
Yeah, exactly. And so I always give the analogy of like, I tell people like, hey, your truck outside, you know, maybe it can haul 5,000 pounds. Like mm-hmm. the specs say it can. Like, could you do it? Yeah. Should you do
right.
it though? No,
right.
absolutely not. And so just going light on the machines, you know, obviously something like a refrigerator, you can't really do nothing there. But
right.
the other thing I would add on that would be like regular maintenance, like preventative maintenance instead sure. of just burning it into the ground and then just
yeah,
you know, you can do that if that's your philosophy. I've got nothing wrong with that, but you're just going to be buying new machines mm-hmm. every year.
So. Right. Absolutely. So it's important for, you know, especially younger generations to when they purchase their first home or they're buying big kid purchases and they're mm-hmm. getting their first washing machine and dryer set. And it's important for them to consider preventative maintenance, things like that in order to save the money down the line.
Absolutely.
Because that can be a hard thing is like, you know, oh, I have to call Sam for my annual whatever, you know, yeah. and it's like, but that's going to be like a certain amount of money. And
right.
it's hard to justify that sometimes when you're young, but it's important is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
What about some early signs an appliance needs attention?
If you start hearing a noise, don't ignore it.
Got it.
That's where it's at. Hear a noise, don't ignore it. At least do a little research, mm-hmm. you know, call somebody, call me. I mean, I'm more than happy to give advice. I know a lot of the other guys down here, they'll give you advice, you know.
Yeah.
So just don't ignore the early signs and stuff and you'll save a lot of money.
Got it. Or that something stops working as good as it used to.
Yeah. Yep. That too.
When does it make more sense to replace an appliance instead of repairing it?
Whenever you get above half of the cost.
Okay.
So if you have a refrigerator that's worth $1,000 out of the box and someone quotes you over $500, $600, $700, $800, then obviously, you know, it's better to just
Got
replace
it.
So if you can keep it below that, then chances are it's worth it.
Okay.
And you really want to defer to whoever's has experience in the field that you can trust. Obviously sure. you want a service technician that's not trying to hose you.
Right.
So, you know, you got to make sure you have an honest technician and then they'll give you the recommendation. They'll do what's in your best interest. So.
Got it.
Yep.
Well, at least you will.
Absolutely. Yep.
What's one thing that you're learning about money through starting a business?
I would say move at the speed of cash.
Oh. Elaborate on that.
Well, I was just at a very young age in high school, I was just always taught to be real prudent, you know, with cash and money and how it works. And so a lot of people will go into business thinking that I got to have three brand new work trucks right away. I've got to have this. I've got to have that. And then they'll sign up for a $1 million loan and totally bankrupt themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The number one reason businesses go out of business in their first 5 years is cash flow.
Mm.
So if your cash is not coming in faster than it's going out, you're done. Business, you can even be profitable. And if your cash isn't coming in quicker than your cash is going out, you're done.
Mm.
And so the very important cash flow, knowing your numbers, probably spent about a year forecasting and budgeting before I even started my operation, and then let alone 16 years growing up in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't go into business in a business you have no idea what you're doing. It's a good way to set yourself up for failure.
Sure.
So
you're so young. How did you learn all of that? who helped you with that?
Well, I had a great high school teacher. His name's Ryan Hasselstrom at PHS. I think I don't know if he's still there or not, but he's a great guy. Gives a lot of good advice. And so I've taken a lot of educational classes. I've been through all the college stuff, and that it was a personal finance class back in high school taught by him. That is by far probably the best class I've ever, like, it's affected my life substantially.
So, awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience and sharing all your advice today. I'm sure our viewers can benefit from that.
Great.
So thank you so much
Absolutely.
For being here.
Thanks for having me. Happy to give some advice.
Yes, thank you. And thank you to everybody for tuning in. We hope you learned something new today and feel one step closer to making sense of money. Don't forget to check out our newsletter and subscribe at p1fcu.org. We'll see you next time.